During the 3 years of his public ministry, the Lord Jesus taught over and over again that to accomplish his mission, to fulfill the purpose for which he came into the world, he would have to be rejected, persecuted, and murdered. And more than that, he insisted that those who would be his students, his disciples, had to share his suffering, take up their own crosses, and follow him in the way of self-denial. Given these stark warnings, one may well ask, why would anyone, anywhere, anytime, be a Christian? Because the story didn't end with his death. He told us that he would rise from the dead, and that on the last day, all who were united to him by the obedience of faith, all who had been his disciples and lived according to his teaching, would share with him in the glory of the resurrection. But here we encounter a problem. Read the account of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in all four Gospels. And this is what you'll find. In the first hours and days after Jesus walked out of his grave, among his disciples, there was confusion, uncertainty, incredulity, and even failure to recognize a man they had known for years. Each of the surviving 11 apostles, plus Mary Magdalene, the apostle to the apostles, and Mary, the sister of the Blessed Mother, and Salome, the mother of James and John, not to mention the two disciples on the Emmaus Road on Easter Sunday, each and every one of them were in one way or another stupefied by the risen Lord. More than that, the Apostle Thomas famously demanded as a condition for faith physical evidence which he could inspect with his own hands. So difficult did he find it to believe that Christ was raised from the dead. And this despite the powerful testimony of the other apostles who had already seen the risen Lord. And given that on several occasions the Lord Jesus clearly explained to all of these people that he would rise from the dead, we must wonder why they all found it so difficult to accept what they were seeing. But honestly, who can blame them? Never before or since that blessed day has anything like the resurrection of Jesus Christ ever occurred. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is a singular event in human history. Indeed, a singular event in cosmic history, and it is the pivot on which all of time turns. After the risen Christ first appeared to his disciples, though, it would take 50 more days for them to accept and understand and be changed by his resurrection, and even then they were not yet ready to bear witness to others that Jesus Christ is Lord. That would require the Pentecostal fire of the Holy Spirit, the final gift of the risen Lord to his new church. But once that gift had been received, then all of the disciples would be sent as witnesses to the truth and the power and the glory of the new life of grace revealed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This was staggering news then. It is staggering news now. A dead man walked out of his grave. But always and everywhere, even when this news is greeted with confusion, uncertainty, or incredulity, it is good news. It is the gospel of salvation, the eternal Word of God who became flesh in the womb of a virgin, suffered and died to redeem us from the grave, and then rose victorious over sin and death, to reveal to all nations the truth of the Father's eternal plan of salvation. Namely, we were not made for death, We were made for eternal life and for perfect happiness in the unbounded glory of divine love in the heart of the Most Holy Trinity. And what the human race lost in our rebellion against the Creator has finally been restored by the obedience unto death, even death on a cross, of the risen one whose name is above every other name, the name alone in which there is salvation, Jesus Christ the Lord. That, my friends, is what Christianity is. Christianity is not a moral code, a set of rules to be kept, though Christianity has a moral code. Christianity is not a political platform, though the gospel changes everything in politics. Christianity is not a self-improvement program, though following the teaching of Jesus certainly improves us. It is not a plan for organizing any sphere of human activity, though it touches everything human. Christianity is the good news of salvation, that a man came who died and descended to the dead and broke the gates of hell and revealed the resurrection to all who had gone before, beginning with our first parents, through whose rebellion we were all plunged into death. And then he rose victorious over sin and death. Like the apostles and all the others who beheld the risen Lord, we have been made witnesses to the resurrection. We were made witnesses to the resurrection by our baptism, and we have been sent to everyone we meet to tell them that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is our mission to help everyone we know become the friends of Christ, by teaching them everything he commanded us and showing them his law of love, which is revealed in the sacraments of divine worship, in the service of those in need, in the study of the Holy Bible, and in the way of prayer given to us by the Messiah. Now, anyone who has ever attempted to live this way knows how hard it is and how often we fail. But even in our sins, precisely in our sins, we find only mercy in the blood of the Lamb. Every time we go to confession, the grace of our baptism is made new. And every time we go to Mass and worthily receive the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, we are nourished unto everlasting life, and strengthened to fulfill the great commission. Go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always. And that is why, at the center of Mass, every year on Easter Sunday of the resurrection of the Lord is the renewal of our baptismal promises. When we were baptized, Jesus Christ called us each by name to follow him in the way of the cross. When we were baptized, we died with Christ so that on the last day we could rise with him. When we were baptized, we were born again by water and the Holy Spirit, so that we could be nourished every Sunday by the Most Holy Eucharist and live every day the life of the new creation by grace through faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti, Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia.